We have now a few tests on Aleph. Again, so far we had was two machlokes in. If you say pi tikra yerid v'say sumenat. First we had a machlokes by a sukkah. We had a machlokes abayi of a rova. That abayi says the sukkah is kosher. And rova says the sukkah is tula. And Rashi learned you have to come on to pi tikra. We're talking about in a case that you have the chotzer in the middle as a chotzer. And on the sides, three sides there are houses. And in front of each house there's a porch, and each porch has like a covering on top of the porch sticking out more than 4 amos. Now since there's more than 4 amos sticking out, you can't use the walls of the house, because you can't say Defen Akum, it's more than 4 amos. So what you could say is at the end of the roofing of the porch, you could say Pitikra. The roofing at the end comes straight down. You say Pitikra on this side, on all three sides, you say Pitikra, and the sukkah then has three walls to it, and you have Schach going straight across. You could say Pitikra. So, what? No. Allah, we hold like Rava. Rava holds by Sukkah, we hold this Tzula. As Machlokes Abayi of Rava. That Abayi says it was Kshera, and Rava says it's Tzula. By Sukkah, we pass like Rava. Then we had another Machlokes by Hilchos Shabbos, if you say Pitikra or not. We had here a Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. And by Hilchos Shabbos, we pass in, yes, you do say Pitikra. By Hilchos Shabbos, it was, let's say, out in the fields, you have a type of a porch that just has a roof on it, and you have four poles on the four sides holding up a roof, and there's no walls at all. That's where Rashi learns. Still, we say Pitikra on all four sides. The end of the roof comes down. It's as if there are four mechitzas there. That's Rashi Shita. We pass in here like Rav Taka by Shabbos. We do say Pitikra Yerid V'Saisim. However, we don't pass in the way Rashi says. We pass in the way Tosfos Shita. So we're talking about you have already two walls. You have to have two walls like an L shape. And then the other two walls, we could be samech on Pitikra. In other words, if you have two walls, and then you have a roof on top of it, a flat roof, we could look at the end of the roof, Pitikra comes straight down. So to make two walls, we hold Pitikra Yergesaisen. Yeah. So Gemara said like this. The top Gemara sentence. So Gemara wanted to say, L'churet Samachlekes Rav and Shmuel. So Rav says, by Shabbos, that we do say Pitikra. And Shmuel says, no, you don't say Pitikra. So Gemara says, true, according to Shmuel, it's a machlokes. Shmuel that says you don't say Pitikra by Shabbos, so even he could only go according to a Rava. But according to Abaye that says you say Pitikra by Sukkah, he cannot go according to Shmuel. The Gemara says, though, ki pligi ali b'de Rav. But the Shiloh is there a machlokes according to Rav or not? Now I'll tell you like this. First, we should say that Abaye k'Rav, true, Abaye holds like Rav Shita, to say that you do say Pitikra. That's why Abaye says by Sukkah is kosher. For Rav Ramalach, Rav says no. That even though Rav says by Sukkah I don't say Pitikra, Rav could say I hold like Rav. That Ad Kan Lo Yomar Rav. When did Rav say you say Pitikra? Hosem El De Mechitzos Di Achsadru Di Avida. Only by Hilchos Shabbos, again by Shabbos we have the roof on top of the porch. You have no walls, but you have a roof on top. Now when you say Pitikra coming down, the walls are going to help to let you carry underneath the roof in this porch. And that's what the walls are made for like. So there we say Pitikra. The Mechitzas Liachsadru Di Avida. The Mechitzas coming down that was going to help you carry inside the Achsadru, inside the porch. So then we say Pitikra. Avol Hocha Ma'ashenkein by Sukkah to Lav L'Hocha Yavida. Here by Sukkah we're talking about the porch really is extension from the house. And you have your roof over the porch. Now first, outside the porch, that's where you want to make your sukkah. Because that's the opening part of the chutzner. So if you say Pitikra Yerid V'Saisim for the roof of the porch, what is that wall going to help? It's not going to help you to use underneath the porch. It's going to help you to use outside the porch where you're making your sukkah. So that's where Rava holds and Lalacha, we don't say Pitikra by sukkah. Because in order to say Pitikra, you only say when you want to use inside, like underneath your roof. If you have a roofing and you want the mechitza to come down to be matter to carry under the roof, then we say Pitikra. But by the sukkah, it's the opposite way. You have the porch coming out of the house, and you have the roof of the porch. And you first want to put the schach outside the roof of the porch, on the open space you want to make the schach. And you only want the end of the porch to come down, the roof, to say Pitikra. So you want the mechitza to come down here, not to be matter to use something under the porch, under the roof of the porch, but rather to use something outside, then we don't say Pitikra. So that's what Gemara says, that's Lalocha. Even though we paskin like Rav by Hilchos Shabbos, we do say Pitikra. That's because there you want to use underneath the roof. Lashenka, and by sukkah, you want to use outside the roof, for that we don't say pitikra. The Lord Tanan, we learned before, that v'chein chotzer ha-mukefa sach sadra. That was in the mission we had before, that you have a chotzer that's surrounded by an achsadra. The same case, you have three houses around the three sides of the chotzer, and in front of the house, each house has a porch, and there's a roof over the porch. So the Mishnah said that if the roof is 4 amos long, that you can't say pitikra, it's a posel eschach. But if it's less than dal damos, that you could say pitikra, it's kosher. Why do you say if the roof of the porch comes out more than 4 amos, it's a posel eschach? Name a pitikra, you already say him. True, you can't say doifen akuma. Doifen akuma you only say with 4 amos, not more. Or less than 4 amos, not even exactly 4 amos. But say pitikra. Look at the roof of the porch. True, that can't be useless chach, but at the end of that roof, let's say the pair of the roof comes down, pitikra yorg v'soysim, and you have mechitza now right at the beginning of your sukkah. So it's a kasha on Abaya. How does Abaya learn Abaya that says you say pitikra by sukkah? How does he learn Shan the Mishnah before that says that you don't say pitikra by sukkah? So Gemara says Tirgum Rava. Even Rava wants to come to answer Abaya. Tirgum Rava libud Abaya. Rava will give you an answer according to Abaya. We're talking about now, you made the kiruv, you made the schach exact equal to the roof of the porch. So then you can't say pitikrum. Pitikrum is only a pshat if you have a roof on top, and we see the end of the roof. You see the end of the beam of the roof. So the end of the beam, we say pitikrum, could come straight down. But here we're talking about, this is the porch over the house. The house ended over here, and then outside the house you have a porch with a roof on top of the house. Now, we want to say pitikra come down here to give you a mechitza over here, that outside that you can start your schach. That's good if the schach would go on top of the roof of the porch. If the schach would go on top, then we see the end of the porch, the end of the roof of the porch, we could say come down. But let's say we made the schach equal to the roof of the porch. It went like this. Your mamash made the schach like looking like an extension of the roof of the porch. That's called shavah. It's shavah b'shavah. So there's no pair. You don't see the roof of the porch anymore. So then you can't say pitikra. You can't say pitikra if you have something right adjacent to that roof. It's only if the roof comes to an end. You see the roof, then you say pitikra. But here, if the schach itself is directly equal with the roof, so there's no makom to say pitikra. So that's the way Abaye is going to learn Shan the Mishnah before. So therefore, we can't say pitikra. You can only say doifen akuma. See if the porch, the roof of the porch, comes out less than dal damis. So you say the mechitza of the sukkah is the house. I am outcoming the house, you have a roof of a porch, but dal damas, we say for the kum, it's part of the wall of the house, and the wall ends here, and you start yischach. But if the porch comes down more than dal damas, then it's possible. I say the roof of the porch itself should come down to tikra. That we're talking about a kimta, where it's hishva, you can't see the pe, you can't see the opening of the roof. The schach is exactly the same level as the roof itself. So the schach covers up the roof, you can't see it. Right, besura master lohosh shmaita to abahai lishna. The way we learned in Tona, that's the way they learned in Surah. But from Badisa, they learned like this. The machloek is Abaya Varova. Masni, they learned like this. Sicha chagabi achsadrum shein lo psimim. If you made your schach on top of an achsadra, the Rashi learns means it's an open front yard that has three houses on three sides of it, and there's a porch coming out of each house. And you have the roof of the porch extending more than dal damis, so you can't say doifen akuma. The only thing is, let's say pitikra. So from this to learn, everybody holds you don't say pitikra by sukkah. If you don't have beams coming down at the end of the porch, tivri hakop sula. Even Abaye holds it's possible, because you don't say pitikra by sukkah. What about yesh lo psimim? Let's say now at the end of the porch, at the end of the roof of the porch, there are like poles holding up that roof. And the poles we had before were within three tvachim, one from another. So really, if you say lovid, you have a very good mechitza. So from what to learn, this goof is a machlokes. That Abaye wa makshera. Abaye said in such a case it's kosher. If at the end of the roof of the porch, you have beams going straight up to hold it up, and these beams are close together, one another, within three tvachim, so you could say lovid, so you have a whole mechitza, that's the mechitza for the sukkah. Then the sukkah is kosher. Rabbi says, even in such a case, still it's psula. That's a tremendous chiddush. still it's possible. Why? Abaye, Rav Mekshir, Abaye says it's kosher. Amrina Lovud. We said it's Svar of Lovud. Since one pole is next to the next pole within three Tvachim, we consider it attached. So you have a whole Mechitza there right next to the beginning of the Sukkah. So you have your three walls around the Sukkah. Rav Rav, my Rav says, which Rav is Chiddush, according to Pumperisa, Psula. No, you should know the Sukkah is still possible. You don't have a good Mechitza. Because Lo Yamrina Lovud. We don't say Lovud. And the Svar is, I call it Tarakulu, we say Lovud. Anytime you have two beams within three tefachim, one next to another, we consider it attached, the teres lovid. But the svar is just like we said before. When do we say lovid? If the mechitza is made to be matter something inside the mechitza. Now here the porch. The porch is made to use the porch itself. See if you would want these beams to be matter to carry under the roof of the porch, in the porch. True, the mechitza would help. But here we want the lovid to help, not for the porch itself. You're making the schach outside the porch, on top of the open space in the front yard. You're making the sukkah. Now the question is, you have no walls to the sukkah, so you want these beams that are holding up the porch to give a shem lovet, to make it a mechitza to be matter outside the porch. That Rava says, no, we don't say lovet. We only say lovet to attach something to help for the inside of the mechitza, but to help to outside the mechitza, you don't say lovet. The ilchasa, but the nice out of we paskin kalish nekama. Aloch is what we learned yesterday, the way Surya is Masni. In other words, the Machloikis Abaye Verover is about Pitikra. That Abaye says, yes, I say Pitikra even for Sukkah, even though it's Negayatri Matar outside the porch, still I say Pitikra to Matar outside. And on that Rav says no, and we pass on Aloch like Rav, that you don't say Pitikra in a case of a porch, where you want the wall, the roof of the porch to come down, not to be Matar you, to carry underneath the roof in the porch, but you want to make it a mechitza to be matter outside the porch for a sukkah, that we don't say. But Einach Nami, the din lovid though, that everybody holds we say lovid. If you would have pesimim, if you would have poles or beams holding up the roof, one next to another, within three tvachim, then everybody holds the halacha, we would say lovid, and it would be a kosher schach. Well, the ma'is of the machloikis is in pitikra, and by this case of a pitikra, we pass like rova, that we don't say pitikra by sukkah. Mashenkin by Hilchah Shabbos, where there the pitikra is you want to carry underneath the roof. You have like an open porch. You just have a roof and there's no walls at all. The way Rashi learns or the way Tosis learns, you have two walls like an L shape, but you don't have the other two walls. There we pass, can you do say pitikra? Because you want the roof to come, the end of the roof to come down to be matter that you could carry under the roof. So you want the mechitza to help with the inside, then we do say pitikra. It's only by sukkah where you have this porch extending the roof and you want the roof to come down to be matter outside the porch, that we don't say. Was it Rav Ashi Ashkechel or Rav Kana? Rav Ashi met Rav Kana to call Mesakech Agabi Achsadro Shein Lop Simen. Rav Ashi found Rav Kana Mamish making a sukkah, and the sukkah was in his front yard. I had the question, where were the walls? There were three houses, and there were three porches extending from each house, and there was a roof on top of each porch. And he put the schach after the porch. And Shein Lop Simen, even though there were no poles coming down in front of the porch, like there was no way to say lovid there, still he was matter. So the Huri have to say he held, you say pitikra like Abaya. So what's the kasha? We don't pass like Abaya. So Omalei, so Rav Ashi told Rav Kana, Loisova mar hodi yomar rova. Don't you hold, we paskin like Rava? It's a machleika sabayi of Rava. We always paskin like Rava. That Rava said, Yesh lop simim kshera. If there are poles holding up the porch, so you have poles one next to another within three tvach, and we say lovud, you have a kashra mechitza. Of ein lop simim, if at the end of the porch, even though you have a roof sticking out, you do not say pitikra. If you don't have beams coming up from the holding up the porch, the roof, so you can't say lovud, psula. Sabazayat akashra and Rav Kana. How could Rav Kana be seinich on the roof of the porch to come down to say pitikra? And therefore you put the schach straight across like from one roof to another roof in the middle of the chotzer to say that the walls are the pitikra. I we paskin like Rava, you don't say pitikra by sukkah because the walls are meant for the inside, not for the outside. So he answered back, Rav Kana said, don't worry, I'm not seinich on pitikra. Now Achvele, he showed him that he's being seinich on a new heter. On really after that sign now, Rav Kana's case was he had two walls for the sukkah. He had like an L-shaped sukkah. He had the question was where was the third wall? The third wall you have to have at least a tefach. So the question is now where was the tefach? So he said, I have a tefach like the Gemara's picture here. Let's just speak it out. That the picture here is, first you have your sukkah, and you have the two walls of the sukkah, and then on the bottom you have an achsadra, the porch. Now on the bottom right side, the walls of the achsadra is extending outside. So it comes out, if you're inside the sukkah, looking downwards, you don't see any third wall in the sukkah. But if you stand outside the wall of the sukkah, when you're looking, or stand outside on the right side, when you look down, you do see another wall sticking out there. That's called Niru Mibachutz, Veshove Mibifnim. If you're looking outside, you can notice a little mechitza sticking outwards. So that Nogeyat Hilchas Mavui is Matir. And let's say, instead of taking the word sukkah out, let's say this was a Mavui. And the Mavui, we know if you have three mechitzas due to the Mavui, on the fourth wall, the Rabbanim will make it by a Mavui. It's enough just to put a Kaira there. That's a beam going straight across. Or else a Lechi. A Lechi means another beam going straight up. Now the beam going straight up, there's two ways to put it. Either you put it inside, you can see it inside, or else like this picture, you'll have the Lechi sticking on the right side outside. So people on the outside of the Mavui, they could see there's a Hekka there. Even though if you'd be standing inside the Mavui, you wouldn't see the Hekka, because you only notice this right turn on outside the Mavui. Still, that's called a good Lechi. So we're saying now, since it helps for Mavui, Hilchas Lechi, who are then help for Sukkah for the third wall? Let's see the Gemara. So Achvile, he showed him that on his Sukkah, for the third wall, it's sticking outwards. Nirav mivafnim, v'shavim mivachutz. That's the opposite case. That inside you could see it. In other words, if this bottom right wall, we're not making a right turn, but if we're making a left turn. So inside you can see it, outside you can't see it. Inami, nirav mivachutz, that's this picture here, where you can see it outside, v'shavim mivafnim. But looking inside the sukkah, you don't see the third wall at all. Still, that helps. The Yitma, we learned by Hilchas Mavui. Niru Mibachutz, if you have your Lechi, that's sticking outwards, making a right turn outside the Mavui. Vishavim Mibifnim, if you're inside the Mavui, you don't notice the Lechi at all. It's still Nidim Mishum Lechi. It helps you, you're allowed to carry in the Mavui, we consider it for Mechitza. That Lechi, that one beam sticking straight up, is called a good Mechitza. So he said, "V'lechi ha'nipsimin." So by my case here also, Hafilcha Sukkah, I have two good walls, Rashi says. The question was, where was the third wall? So the third wall, it made like a right turn here in this picture, was part of the achsadrum, so that could be called like a mechitza for the sukkah itself. So that's what the Gemara says. So Tosfos asks the Kasha Tema, "Heichu moyel b'sukkah, kivud le'minkar mibifnim shlishis, shel tefach." Like, how could it help with the sukkah? I feel the Prussia Tais means chaos, even if you want to say by Lechi. The Rabbonin will make up by a Mavui. That's because Mavui is mid the Rabbonin. There you have good three walls. So with the Rabbonin, you're allowed to carry in the Mavui. Just you need a fourth wall. So the Rabbonin will make up instead of you have a Lechi, any type of a Lechi you have, it's kosher. Even if the Lechi is standing outwards, still it's a kosher Lechi. But here by Sukkah, it's a din d'oraisa. With the rice, you have to have three walls for the Sukkah. So what kind of business? Where's the third wall for the Sukkah? Like in this picture here, the Sukkah itself only has two walls inside it. This third wall on the bottom right side is sticking out. That doesn't look like part of the Sukkah. That looks outside. So who says, Nirav Mivachutz, since it helps by a Mavi, with the Rabbonin, it should help with the rice to buy a Sukkah. Right? The Elamai, you want to tell me, Dimishu Migu. If you want to say Migu, we have before, Migu, that something helps for Shabbos. It should help for Sukkah also. So first of all, we learned the Migu only helps on Shabbos we had before. That something that's matter on Shabbos, Migu, it helps for Shabbos, it helps for the whole week also. So the Chura, then Rav Kana Sukkah should only be good on Shabbos, but not for the rest of the week. The Yoy, the Shlishat Yeraisel, and the Hani Migu. Tais learned that when you need a Yeraisel to come Mechitza, you don't say Migu. But Tais has a little Makash here. How does this Migu help? The Rosh wants to answer the Rosh Sam Sheet that learned that the Migu helps for all 7 days. If the Sukkah would be kosher for one day on Shabbos, the Rif Sheet there is, we say Migu, it helps for all the days of Sukkot. So maybe that will be shot here. Well, according to him, it will come out good. But the kids, there's a little bit of a kash here. Well, his teretz was, even though he only has two walls to the Sukkah, but since he has the third Lechi sticking outwards, that's considered like the Psimim, it's considered like the third Mechitza. Another teretz I think the Rosh wants to say is that really Rav Kana goes to Shitasa we had before, and he holds the third wall is not enough a Tefach. You also have to have a Tzuras HaPesach we had before. So if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, there's sheet there is. A Tzuras HaPesach means you put up a pole, and then another pole the other end, and then a string straight across. So you have a good Tzuras HaPesach. So Midiraisa, Tzuras HaPesach helps for the third wall altogether.
So really, midiraisa, you have a kosher sukkah here without this simim altogether, without this nirumi bachutz. It's only midirabonin, you have to have a tefach of a mechitza. So for the rabbonin, we can be making on this migul to say that since filcha Shabbos, this right turn of a mechitza is considered like a mechitza for the inside, who are then filcha Shabbos also, this right turn outside, we can look as if it's a right turn inward to give it a shame, third wall for mechitza. Because really, midiraisa was saying mechon the tzuras ha-pesach, you make it for the third wall. It's only with the rabbonin, you have to have the extra tefach, so for tefach, it could be samech like this. Right. Tana, we learned like this. Pesul ha-yotze min ha-sukkah. If you have a psul, something's extending out of the sukkah. Still, nidin ka-sukkah. It has a loch like a sukkah, and you're allowed to eat under that tzach. We'll soon see what it means. So the more my pesul ha-yotze min ha-sukkah. What does it mean, this pesul, something is sticking out of the sukkah, that still it's a chiddish, it has the shame sukkah. Omar Ula said, it means, kanim ha-yotzim li-achure sukkah. You have your schach, you put your bamboo sticks on top of your sukkah, and in the back of your sukkah, some of the bamboo sticks are sticking out. The kanim ha-yotzim li-achure sukkah. You have some bamboo sticks sticking out in back of your sukkah. And what do we say now? That if you want to eat now in back of your sukkah, under that schach, it's a kosher sukkah there. For the Gemara, that can't be. For being in Shalosh Tefanis, you need three walls for a sukkah. And the chura in back of your sukkah, all you have is just one wall. You just have your back wall, that's all. It's outside in the back, there's no other walls there. So my answer is no. I tell you, Badika, we're talking about a case where you do have three walls. A portion of the case, it could be. It could be, the maestri, you have two walls, you have, could be. And usually you put a third wall like this. So this third wall is extendable. Like you put it in the middle. Instead of putting it all the way at the end, like a real ches, you put the top middle wall like in the middle. Looks like an H. So if you have the middle wall in the middle, like an H, so now when you put your schach on one side, if you have the schach sticking over in the back, there's also three walls in the back. Because you have a sukkah looking like an H form. So true, not exactly an H, but there's more on one side than the other side. But I call upon in the back of the sukkah, there's also three walls sticking out in the back of the sukkah. So man, if you have the schach, even though Miki, you put the schach for the front of the sukkah, but the maestro, when it's sticking out in the back and you have three walls there, so it's a kosher sukkah. You could even sit in the back also. So how many walls? It only sticks out a tefach or two. You need at least seven tefachim by seven tefachim. And the Gemara, yes, we're talking about enough tefach sticking out, seven tefachim worth of tefach. Because that's for sure, you can't connect the two sukkahs together. And since there's a wall dividing the two sukkahs, in the back, Avad is called the sukkah by itself. So that sukkah by itself has to have a shear of seven tzvachim and seven tzvachim. And here it doesn't have, the half a minute was, it's only a little bit tzchach sticking out. But there it says, no, a lot of tzchach is sticking out in the back, a shear of seven tzvachim and seven tzvachim. For the Gemara, V'abina and Silsa Merube Mechamosai, his half a minute is, how much tzchach is sticking out in the back, even if it goes out seven tzvachim, but it doesn't make enough shade. There's still more sun, the Gemara thought. And the Gemara, no, but the Ika. Talking about in the Kimta, where a lot of schach sticks out in the back. So in the back also, there's mamish more tzel than there is cham, than sun. For the Gemara, Hochi, if that's the case, like Maila Meimah, why do you tell him in Shita? If a guy makes a sukkah like an H, mamish like an H, then he puts a schach straight across both sides of it, so Lamaisi made two sukkahs, like what's the Kiddush? On both sides, you have two sukkahs here. On this side is a sukkah that has three walls, and it's more than 7x7 with kosher schach. And the other side of the H, also you have your sukkah with three walls. So my kamashklam shita, what's your chiddush? So Mar says yes. Ma'adotem, I would have thought. Hoyelu legavei, avido, lemais, when you first made your sukkah, it's not exactly an H like we said. Avado, it's much bigger. On one side it's 10x10. And in the back it's only 2x2. 3x3, 3 feet by 3 feet, let's say. So the ikar of the walls, the two side walls, were made for the 10x10 for one side. That's the ikar reason it was made for. So ma'ad tayim hoyu legavu avida. It was made for the inside. That's what it was made for. Ulebroi eloy avida. You did not make it for the outside. You didn't make it for that purpose. Is a maloy, I would think it doesn't help. Kamash v'lom. That's the chiddush here. That even though the ikar, when you made this H form, in other words, the middle wall, really you meant to just make the front part of the sukkah. No, you didn't put the middle wall all the way at the end of the two walls. You brought it in a little bit. But not for the betchila, you didn't have in mind to use the outside of the back of the sukkah. You thought the main you could use the inside of the sukkah. So I would have thought the walls were made for the inside. So now when you lay this chacha top on the outside, maybe it should be posel. Kamashla, no. We don't care what purpose you made the walls. The ma'isi has three walls right now on both sides in each form. Therefore, it's kosher. So Tais, that's the way Rashi learns. Tais asks on Rashi that the churit does, you don't need a chiddush here. We had a mishnah before. That was the mishnah by the house. And you have your porch sticking out in front of your house that we had before, but it's less than dollars for dollar amis. You say doifin akuma, and it's a kosher sukkah. The walls of the house for sure was not made for a sukkah. We're talking about now you have three houses on three sides of a front yard, a chatzar in the front of three houses. So we're using the walls of the house for the walls of the sukkah. Now everybody knows you didn't make the wall of the house for the sukkah. And still the mishnah before said it's kosher. If it's less than dollar amis away from the schach, it's kosher. So we saw already this chiddush that you're allowed to make the walls. The walls could be kosher even though you didn't make them for the sukkah. So Torah learns the chiddush is we're talking about the schach itself. Like even when you threw the schach on top of your two sukkahs there, your main purpose was, this bamboo stick was, to cover the front part of the sukkah. You didn't have in mind right now the sukkah, the schach, the bamboo stick should extend over the back of your sukkah, that small H in the back of the sukkah. You didn't have in mind. The main thing you put the schach was for the front of your big sukkah. That's the chiddush. Even though you didn't have in mind that this bamboo sticks should be covering the back of your sukkah, but since l'maisa the schach is there, and it's kosher schach, l'maisa it's kosher. That's the chiddush here. Rabbi Yosef Ami Tevayu, they both say like this. You know what the chiddush is here of Tesla Yosef Nasukkah? Hocha bekanim ha Yosef lefnim Nasukkah. Different case. So what about the big bamboo sticks stick out in front of your sukkah? Or Moshka v'yozlo choda doifim badayu. Now in front of your sukkah, the Chura Poshid in Mal Gemara sukkah is only three walls. Let's say the fourth wall like was open. So now in front of the sukkah, if the schach would be sticking out in front of your sukkah, shoot, there's nothing. It's possible. Like there are no walls there altogether. So we're talking about right now that one side wall extends also. Like this is not the picture, but it could be the picture like this. It's the wrong picture. It wasn't meant for this picture. But this bottom picture, take away this smaller left side here, the small mechitza. So it comes like, really the sukkah was straight, the small box on top. That was the sukkah. And you had schach there. Now this right wall, for some reason, was extended very long. And now the bamboo sticks you put on top of your sukkah, sticking out of the sukkah. So ma'isa, when the bamboo sticks outwards, I would have thought it's possible. Because I would have thought really the sukkah is only on the top part is the sukkah. Like these first 10 by 10. The right wall extends down 20 feet. I didn't think you made it to make a sukkah there. So I would think, where is the sukkah? The top 10 by 10. Now the schach is sticking out. I would think what's sticking out is like a place by itself. So what's sticking out now only has one wall on the right side. That's all. I would have thought it's possible. Kamashla, no. We look as if now it's one big sukkah. So ma'isa for the schach that's sticking outwards, it also has three walls. It has the whole right wall, it has the top middle wall, and then the left wall, by mechsukah, all you need is a third wall to be a tefach. So it's not worse than a tefach. You don't need the third wall to go all the way long as the sukkah is. Like if the sukkah is 10 feet long, it's enough to have one wall 10 feet long, then you have the width, and then the other wall just sticks out a tefach. That's the chiddush here. That you have the schach now coming out in front of your sukkah. And the right side of your sukkah wall is also extended as long as the schach comes out. Mal the same I would have thought. Hai lespei hechsha sukkah, even though the right wall extends. But I would look as if the real sukkah is where the left wall ends. And the right wall sticking out is like a new sukkah. So for this new sukkah now you only have one wall. Kamash v'la, no I don't say that. I don't look as if what's extending outwards is a new sukkah. But I say it's all part of my original sukkah. So now for this part sticking out, you have two good walls, and the third wall is not worse than a tefach. Here it's some bigger than a tefach. Therefore it's a kosher sukkah. Rabba bar bachon omar Rabbi Yechidin. Lo nitzuch, I'll tell you another chiddush, what this price means, that pesla yoytzi is kosher. Ela le sukkah, sheruba, tilusa, meruba mechamsa. Most of the sukkah taka, you have rov tzel, then cham. Most of the sukkah, the schach is kosher schach. But miyuta, like in one place, one part of the schach, there's chamos meruba mitzusa. There's more cham, more sun comes down there than shade comes down there. Is now the time I would have thought, tifso b'hach purta, that this small portion that has more sun should pass through the whole sukkah. Kamashmula, no, that doesn't pass through the sukkah. That part